One thing I do at the end slash beginning of every year is a podcast audit. Not only does this help me to identify any gaps or areas of improvement, but also what's working well, so I can incorporate my findings, so to speak, into my growth plan for the new year. As a podcast strategist, this practice has become one of my standard business activities that I do every single year. But I know many podcast hosts aren't auditing their show. Now, if that's you, or maybe you're wondering, like, what the hell even is a podcast audit? This episode is for you. Tune in to learn more about the benefits of a podcast audit and three telltale signs you might need one right now. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Now, before we get into today's episode, I want to let you know that I've opened spots on my calendar for podcast audit and growth plan sessions. If you've been podcasting for a year or more and have never done an audit of your podcast, these sessions are for you. Using my 5-point framework, I will do a deep dive into your podcast, highlighting areas that you're doing well, areas that you could maybe improve, or maybe they just need a small tweak. You'll walk away with a PDF report with my recommended action steps, plus a 3 to 6 month growth plan. So not only am I going to be looking at what you've done so far, right? But I'm also going to create a bespoke plan to help your podcast in the future. So to learn more and book your session, head to the link in the show notes today. Okay, so if you haven't heard the term podcast audit before, it's basically a deep dive, an analysis and evaluation of various aspects of your podcast. The benefits of doing one is really about having a solid idea of how your show is performing, right? I think we show up every week, we release new episodes, we do all the things. And sometimes in our minds, we think our podcast is performing at a certain level and we keep going and we keep going and we keep going. But like certain things in our business, we've got to look at the data, right? The same way if you put out a course or a lead magnet, and then at certain periods throughout the year, you might look at the numbers to see, well, how many people signed up, how many people bought. Your podcast is no different. So it's all about identifying your strengths, your weaknesses, although I don't really like that word, but also opportunities for improvement so that you can make informed decisions about the future of your show. So as I mentioned early in this episode, I normally do an audit of my podcast and for my retainer clients once a year. Some podcast experts might say, or you might have heard that you should do it more often. I've definitely seen people say like do it on a quarterly basis, but I've personally found that frequency to be a bit too much for a full audit. So I like to do a full audit once a year, and maybe a mini audit, maybe twice, once or twice a year, if it's appropriate. It really depends on if my podcast has evolved, my business has changed, or if I'm planning to make changes to the podcast in the future. So I kind of play that by ear, but definitely at least once a year. So when I've worked with my clients from launch right through the first 12 months, I will reach out to them and we will jump on a call and go through like things that we can focus on to grow the podcast in the next 12 months. But I'll also do a deep dive into their numbers, kind of look and see what's working really well and come up with new strategies so that we can continue to grow their show. So let's dig into the three signs that you may need to do a podcast audit sooner rather than later. The first sign is you've never done one, right? If you've been podcasting for a year or more, your audit is way overdue, right? It is time. It's time to do it, because how are you meant to know how the podcast has grown, what's worked well, right? All the things I talked about a few moments ago, if you don't do that sort of deeper dive. So if you've never done one, you've been podcasting for 12 months, 2 years, God forbid, 3 years, and you have never done an audit yourself or had someone really, you know, with an objective eye, look into all the various aspects of your show, the time has come, the time has passed, the time is now. Okay. The second sign you may need to do a podcast audit is there's been an obvious decline in engagement over a period of time. So when I talk about engagement, this could be your listener numbers, your podcast downloads, even your episode consumption rate, right? These are all stats that I look at and keep a record of on a monthly basis. But if any or all of those stats are impacted over some months, so I don't want you to panic if, you know, last month, February and March, so in February, you saw a dip. That could happen for so many reasons, like depending on who your audience is, maybe that's a season of slow, right? So if you have a podcast that serves moms, it's likely that your podcast listenership might dip in the summer. If you're a teacher, your podcast listenership might, or if you serve teachers, your podcast listenership might also dip in the summer, or it might go the opposite way because the teachers are off school and so they've got more capacity to listen. You know your audience best. So we don't want to just go off a dip that happened over a 1 month, 4 week period. We're talking 2, 3, 4 months. You have seen with every month, there's been a steady decline in your listener numbers or whatever the statistic might be. And it's time to dig into what might be causing this problem. Now, sometimes, right, in addition to that slow season or off season that I just mentioned, sometimes it could be changes to the platform. So I think it was back in October, November, the Apple iOS 17 update came out, and there was a change in regards to how automatic downloads were handled. I've talked about why I don't focus on download numbers, and automatic downloads are a big part of that. Now, if you're not familiar with that term, before this iOS 17 update came in, like if someone follows your show on Apple Podcast, when a new episode is released, it will automatically download to their device, and that would count towards your download numbers, even if they have never listened to the episode. This is why I've always thought that download numbers weren't a great metric to, you know, really put all your success onto, because the numbers aren't quite what they seem. But with this recent update, it changed how automatic downloads were handled, which I, for one, think is great because of the reasons that I just mentioned. But for podcasters who hadn't heard about the change, I saw a lot of panic in Facebook groups, right? Because they weren't aware. And so they jumped into the Facebook group. Oh my goodness, my numbers have just dropped. I used to get like 1,000 downloads per episode in like the first 3 days. And now it's 100. That might be a little bit over the top. But it was quite a significant drop, and it caused so much panic from them, right? So just bear in mind that sometimes it could be an issue with, not an issue, but an update with the platform. So kind of like popping to Google and do some research or pop into one of the podcasts in Facebook communities and ask a question before you start to panic yourself. If there is nothing coming up with the platforms, then there is something within your podcast that needs looking at, that needs changing, that needs tweaking, that maybe needs, you know, doing away with forever, but you won't know until you look deeper than, you know, the monthly stat collection that I recommend doing every single month. Just kind of look to see where your numbers are at. We really need to dig deeper, especially when you've been podcasting for a year, for two. Things might have changed. You might have slightly tweaked who you're speaking to in your business, but that didn't, you know, translate over to your podcast. There's so many different things. But if you don't sit down and take the time to do that deeper audit, then you could really be missing out on the opportunity to make game-changing changes. If that's, is that right English? I'm not quite sure. But you get my point. And then the third sign you need a podcast audit is if your podcast has stopped growing. This is what I call, like, your numbers have just remained the same. It's just stagnant, right? So if you're monitoring your stats on a monthly basis, which is an activity I highly recommend, I talk more about this in episodes 62 and 63, you will be able to tell relatively straight away that there's a problem, because we're now in the middle of March at the time of recording this. And so by now, you should know your stats for February. So if that were me, I usually look at my podcast stats the first week of the month. That's when I have my CEO week. And so if there was a drop in February, I'd be like, I would know immediately. I would know the week after the month has ended. And then that will give me the opportunity to make some, you know, to move quickly rather than letting the problem happen again at the end of March and then the end of April and the end of May. Like, we really want to look at, well, why has my podcast stopped growing? And the best way to do that, the best way to figure that out is to do that deep dive, to dig into your show. Now, in most audits that I've done for clients, even mine, it's usually just a couple tweaks that need to be made, right? So in an audit that I did last week, which I really, really enjoyed, my client had never done an audit. She was podcasting for like nearly two and a half years. She'd never done an audit. She was seeing growth, you know, she was seeing growth month on month, had converted, you know, some of her clients into her one-to-one consulting offer, but she was really ready to turn things up a notch. Like, 2024, as she told me in her own words, was the year where she was doubling down on her podcast. Like, she was over social media, my people. I find myself attracting a lot of clients who are just over social media since I started talking about it myself, but I digress. Yeah, she really wanted to double down more on her podcast, being her primary marketing tool. And so she really wanted, like, an objective eye on her show. She knew she could, you know, do it herself. But sometimes when, even myself, when I'm auditing my podcast, I always have to remember to take my podcast host hat off and put on my listener's hat. So you right now listening, I always have to think of you, even though I don't know what you look like, but I've also always got to think of, like, my podcast listener avatar and really review and be critical, which is hard. It's really, really hard when you're doing it for your own stuff. But it's really important to be, you know, critical and think through the lens, the eyes of your podcast listeners. And so she really just wanted to outsource it so that she had the right steps. She knew the right steps to take in order to take her show to the next level. So some of her recommended action steps were, like, you know, including an SEO optimized tagline for her podcast, because while she had a really good name and it clearly resonated with her audience, it wasn't podcast SEO friendly. But at the same time, I am not one of those podcast experts who's going to tell you to change stuff especially if there's an additional expense for the sake of it. And so I didn't necessarily think that she needed to go off and change her name and change her cover art, right? All we needed to do was to come up with an SEO optimized tagline and put that in the podcast name section in the back end of her podcast host. So we didn't need to touch the cover art, but the tagline was really, really important. Another action step was around updating her podcast description. I am going to do a separate episode about this, but if you've been podcasting for a while, like again, a year, 2, 3 years, just remember that as you have evolved, as your show has evolved, your podcast description might need updating, especially someone like myself. If you launched your podcast back in 2021, 2022, when podcast SEO wasn't really talked about, that means that your podcast description is probably missing some keywords. So that was one of my action steps for her. Like we could really, her podcast description was super short. You get up to 4,000 characters. And we don't want to like, you know, keyword stuff, but let's take advantage of this prime real estate because your podcast description is searchable. So if you put the keywords that your ideal listener, ideal client are looking for, your podcast is going to come up in search. So that was a piece of homework I sent her off to do. And then another action step was to consider recording shorter episodes. So a lot of her episodes, even solo episodes, were like 30, 40, 45 minutes. And when I looked at the back end of her Apple Podcast Connect account, her episode consumption rate was around like 40, 45%, which isn't great because that means that they are not even quite getting to the halfway mark. And that means that she's still giving value. She might not have even shared, you know, the key pieces of the topic she's talking about. We really want to get them to that 70, 75% mark where they've really listened and absorbed the majority of the podcast and can walk away with, you know, with a quick win. And so that was something that I asked her to consider. I think a lot of people look at these big name podcasters and think that they need longer episodes, but your people just want you to, they don't want fluff. In 2024, they don't want fluff. So you really want to aim for 15, 20 minutes, get to the point, stick to one topic per episode, give them that quick win and Pop's your uncle. They will stick around for the majority of the episode. And then I created a growth plan. So yes, she had her recommended steps which majority of them were very like quick, actionable. You can do it within the week after your audit has been completed. But then the next step, and I don't think a lot of podcast experts do these two things together, but yes, your podcast is now in a better position for growth. So let's create a plan for growth. And so based on the platforms she likes to show up on, I created a growth plan for her for the next three, four months, helping her to focus on, you know, growing her podcast audience. And of course, social media marketing was not one of those options because she was over it, like I am. Okay. So there we have it. The three telltale signs that you are in need, desperate need, of a podcast audit. Now, back in episode 76, I shared 4 steps to, you know, doing a podcast audit yourself. And those steps are very much still relevant. So if you want to tackle this yourself, head on back to that episode and dig in. I think there's like a checklist that you can download and work through your audit. But that episode was maybe from a year ago. And as you can imagine, my framework today is a lot different. Some of the things in that episode still apply, of course, but as time has gone on, I've really honed in on my strategies and my frameworks. And so there's a lot more that I cover if you were to hire me to do your podcast audit for you. So if you are looking at, you know, outsourcing that piece, please reach out, get in touch. The link is in the show notes. But I definitely be looking more at how your episode is structured, how your podcast comes up in search. Is it searchable? Content quality, production quality, all the things. There's so much more that I am offering as of 2024. So if you would love to learn more about what's included, what it looks like, the turnaround times, all the things, head on over to the link in the show notes and you can, you know, have a browse of the sales page. But until then, I can't wait to support you with your audit and growth plan. Next week, I'll be sharing how I increase my podcast listenership by 10% in just 29 days. This was a challenge that I set for myself last month. I'm really excited to share those results with you. So have a great week and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners, just like you, are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.